Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I thank Mr. Welch for that wonderful introduction there. I appreciate that very much. Today is a call-in Sunday. Are you calling in? I would like for you to call in, talk to the Lord your God. Let me hear from you. You have been hearing from me. I want to hear from you, the people. So call in. Let's make this a successful call-in time. This is your opportunity to talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Let's go with that. Mr. Jones, we have Mr. Jones operating, serving as engineer for us. How the board looking, Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones, can you hear me? Okay, I don't know whether he can hear me. I can't hear him. Okay. But I'll continue. And, Mr. Jones, when you can, interrupt me and let me know what you have there. I am not looking at the board, so I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'll read this. when he comes. That law governs the people and their conduct to their God when he comes. We now know that God has come and he has identified himself. That same law book, the AVB, puts the Gentiles in the role of servants belonging to their God. In all things, that same law book describes their God in detail so all can know him when he comes and comes forth. The very God which that law book describes, supports, exalts, upholds, has now come and come forth. That very God that is described in detail, exalted, supported, and upheld is a black man. To this black man, which the law book describes as, he is a black man. According to that law book, the Gentiles, all of them, are the servants belonging to this black man, which the AVB, the law book, describes as this man is the great power having the designation of God. The law book, the AVB, says this of the Gentiles, 2 Peter 2:3, whose judgment of a long time lingers and their damnation slumbers not. Yes, I omitted the word not. Whose judgment of a long time lingers and their damnation slumbers not. But look at this above that where it says make merchandise of you. They make merchandise of you. Isn't that what the Gentiles did to the black people? They made merchandise of black people. Check out Revelation chapter 18 where you find black people listed among things that are bought and sold. You find black people listed among merchandise. Okay, back to the point. I will go here. Mr. Jones, do you hear me yet?
Yeah, I hear you, but you can't hear me, Jones.
Oh, I hear you now.
Okay, we got one call. How do we get it on?
Okay, you click on the hand. You'll see a hand there. And click on it, and you might just have to experiment. But I know you click on the hand. The hand will go up, you know, as if a hand is raised. You'll see a hand on the board, and click on it.
Okay.
And that allows that person to speak. When you see the hand, that suggests that the person, you know, wants to say something. Have you clicked on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a caller there?
Greetings, Lord.
Greetings. How you doing, sir?
I'm still learning, sir. It's Ambassador here. Right. I just wanted to let you know your sound quality is having some problems, and I called in, so I couldn't hear you for like a couple of minutes during the broadcast. So.
Okay, but you hear me now.
Yeah, I hear you now.
It's pretty good now. The quality.
I think so, although I had to turn the volume up a little more than normal, but I think it's okay. But I'm on a speakerphone, so I'll mute my line for now.
Okay, all right.
That's
appreciate
all I want to let you know.
Okay.
No problem, sir.
Feel free to come back in and say something.
That will do.
Okay, and that was area code what?
916.
Okay, that was area code 916. All right, California out there in lovely California. All right. Do we have any other action on the board?
No, sir.
All right, well, I'll continue and do some readings then. All right. So in light of the things that I just read a few moments ago, what do those things tell us? The Gentiles misrepresent the facts and they deceive the people. The Gentiles have concealed the truth. They have conspired to conceal the truth, misrepresent the facts, deceive the people in order to forestall their, in order to forestall and even circumvent justice. The Gentiles are fugitives at large, free, not confined, not in jail. All right. And there's much more that can be said on that matter, but that was an answer to the question, why do the Gentiles want you non-Gentile people to believe the Bible is a law book, I mean the Bible is a religious book, rather than believe that which is true about the Bible, that it is a law book. It is the Gentiles' chief law book. That was the answer I gave. I will do a reading, and then I will get back with Mr. Jones and see what kind of action we have on the board. And Mr. Jones, maybe I need for you to give that guest call-in number, because some people are listening over the phone. I don't know. But you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, can you give the guest call-in number just in case someone might need it?
718-664-6262.
Mm-hmm. Give me one more time, please.
718-664-6262.
Okay, thank you for that. And that was 718-664-6262. Guest call in number.
Yes, that was correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. And since we don't have any action right now on the board, I will pick up and speak on something that I said on Thursday's broadcast. Thursday's broadcast, I revealed something. It wasn't new to my teaching, but it was the first time that I had said it in the way that I said it. So it may have come off as a new thing, a new revelation, you know, for some people. But it's not new. I have been teaching that the AVB is a law book. Keep that in mind. I have been teaching the AVB is the chief law book of the Gentiles. I have been teaching already in the AVB, the Gentiles talk to themselves. And that is demonstrated in the Gentiles' declaration of conversion, which I have read many times. And it is obvious in that statement that the Gentiles are talking to themselves and talking among themselves. All right? So in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, the Gentiles talk to themselves. In the AVB, the Gentiles talk to all other people, as in this instance here. Give me a moment, and I'm turning to something. I want to read just a line or two. Okay. Here we go. Psalm 49, and maybe I do need to talk a little louder, but Psalm 49, verses 1 through 2. Hear this. Listen. All ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. So, according to that statement, the Gentiles speak to all people also. They speak to themselves, the Gentiles do. They speak to all the people, all inhabitants of the world. And, listen, in the AZB, the Gentiles talk to God, as demonstrated in the Gentiles' call for God. Many of you have heard me read that many times, the call for God, the call, the Gentiles are the official Gentiles' call intended to be received by God. And, of course, God has received it. God has responded to the Gentiles' call. And we know who God is now. We know that the Lord God, according to the Authorized Version Bible, is Tommy L. Hart. We know that. We have the facts to support that. We have the evidence. Okay? And we are settled on that. That's just the simple, the plain, the naked truth. So, I've been saying all these things about the Bible, about the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, being a law book, the chief law book of the Gentiles. In it, the Gentiles talk to themselves, they talk to all other people of the world, and they talk to God. Now, keep those things in mind. And what I said Thursday was this. Let's go to John 1. How's the board looking, Mr. Jones?
We don't have any calls.
Okay. Call in. That number is 718-664-6262. This is Call In Sunday. This is the Sunday. This is the time where you have the opportunity to call in and talk to the Lord your God. Call in 718-664-6262. Don't be bashful. Call in. Okay. I said turn to John chapter 1, verse 1. Listen to this. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. I have identified the Word. Yes, I have. The last statement in the verse says, the Word was God. I told you Thursday, the last time I spoke to you, that the Word, it was not God. The Word is the Gentiles. The Word is the Gentiles. Listen. What did I say? The Bible is a law book. Listen carefully and remember these things. These things are all connected. The Bible, the AVB is a law book. The AVB is a chief law book of the Gentiles. The AVB, in the AVB, the Gentiles talk to themselves. In the AVB, the Gentiles talk to people. In the AVB, the Gentiles talk to God. The Word is the Gentiles. Listen, have you heard people say, the Word says this, the Word says that? Some of you have, no doubt, because there's a lot of that going on. Well, who wrote the Word? Who is responsible for the Word? And I've been saying that, let me say this. Like I said, this is not a new revelation coming from me. This is old coming from me. I just had never said it like that. Listen to this right here. The Gentiles call for God, that I've read many times on this program. Listen to what the Gentiles call for God says. It says, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. We are thine. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? Where dwellest thou? Of what people art thou? Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Who am I saying here? Who am I identifying as being a speaker? I'm identifying the Gentiles as the speakers. It's in the title, the Gentiles call for God, and it's in the body. In the body of the call. We are thine, come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Now, I could say this right here. The word says, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. Do you get it? I can say that. The word says, to the unknown God, and that's what is written, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord, we are thine, come thou and reign over us. The word continues saying, be thou on the earth, show thyself a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? Where dwellest thou? Of what people art thou? Be thou our ruler. The word continues saying, come thou and reign over us. But we are not children, are we? We know that there is someone behind that word. The word is the Gentiles, as I have identified them to be. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was about God, concerned with God. But the word was not God. The word is the Gentiles. The speaker of the word in the AZB is the Gentiles. I have identified the word in John 1, verse 1, third statement of the verse. The word is the Gentiles, which I've been saying all along. I just had never said the word is the Gentiles like that. But I've been saying all along, the Gentiles say this, the Gentiles say that. Same thing, no difference. Right here, listen, the Gentiles' promises for God are the Gentiles' promises intended to be received by God. Listen to this. Listen to what I wrote and what I have been reading. These are the promises coming from the Gentiles meant to be received by the Lord their God, Tommy or Hart. Listen, we the Gentiles may or shall do thee honor. They are talking to God. The Gentiles are. They, the Gentiles, I'm reading what is on the paper, they, the Gentiles that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou, God, shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Ye shall be blameless. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. What did I say in that? I could have written this. The word says, we may do thee honor. The word continues saying, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. The word continues saying, thou shalt have the dominion over us. The word continues, we will serve thee, ye shall be blameless, we will do as thou sayest. And the word says these two last things in promise to God, they that war against thee shall perish, thou shalt be secure. We know who is doing the speaking in the AZB, and we make the application. It is not the word that is God. The word is the Gentiles. The word is the voice of the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the speakers of the word in the AZB. In the statements and documents that I read, have been reading to you. Back to you, Mr. Jones. Are there any call-ins? The call-in number, let me give it again, 718-664-6262. Call-in number, call in, talk to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Let your voice be heard. Call in 718-664-6262. This is your day, your time to call in. Take advantage of it and speak to the living God. Mr. Jones, what are we looking like?
Still no callers.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a lot of stuff here that I can read. A lot of stuff that I can read. So, but here's what we do know. We do know people listen to the program. We know that. We know people listen to the archives. We do know that. Unless the numbers are false. You know, unless the numbers are false, those two things we know. Okay? I would like for you to call in. Of course, I cannot make you call in. I'll continue. But remember, the call-in number again is 718-664-6262. 718-664-6262. Let us hear from you. Why sit back and hide? You know? I'm not going to ask you your name, of course. You don't have to give your name or any, you know, identifying information or anything like that. But just to call in so I can know that, hey, there are live people on the other end there. There are people who are listening. There are people who are listening and will call in, you know, when given the opportunity. Okay. So, what does the Bible say? Turn to Ephesians. And don't forget that what I said about John 1:1, third statement in the first verse. Don't forget that. Go to Ephesians and see what I'm doing. Ephesians 4:15 says this, speaking the truth. That's what I'm doing. When I say the Gentiles said this, the Gentiles said that. The Gentiles' official call for God. The Gentiles' promises for God. Listen at all of this that I have here. The Gentiles' covenant. Listen to this. The Gentiles' call, promises, and God's answer. All things. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. All of these. And where does all of this information come from? It comes from the Authorized Version Bible. All of this, the Gentiles that, confirming that the Word is not God, the Word is the Gentiles. It's the Gentiles who are doing the speaking that I have made you aware of. Speaking the truth. That's what I'm doing. Speaking the truth. Making known truth. Someone said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. A child doesn't have much understanding of anything. A young child doesn't. Okay. Being mature, being grown, I understand. I understand some things about the Bible that years ago I did not understand. I have grown in my understanding of Bible content. I've grown. And I'm glad to say that. I have found out things about the Bible that I was never told. I found out by myself, on my own. But speaking the truth, that's what I'm doing. Who said the Word was God? Let's ask that question. The Gentiles said the Word was God. They was who wrote it, you know. And the Bible is not concerned with what particular Gentile. That's why it does not give names. What it wants you to know, what the Gentiles in the Bible want you to know, is that it comes from them. Which you know. We know black people did not have the Bible, the AZB, before the Gentiles conquered us and cast us into captivity and enslavement. Black people did not have the Bible. Okay? Black people came in contact with the Bible after they were emancipated, we could put it like that, because the slaves were not to have access to the Bible. Slaves were not allowed to read or learn how to read. Black people were dumbed down after being captured, after being defeated by the Gentile armies. They were dumbed down, taken into captivity and enslavement. You know the rest is history. Made merchandise off, as I alluded to earlier. And all of this is in the Bible. All of this is in the Bible. But getting back to the point, the word is the Gentiles. Speaking the truth, that's what I'm concerned with right there. Speaking the truth. Just those three words. And the same chapter of Ephesians, verse 25, chapter 4, speak every man truth. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. In the church world, they speak lies. In the Christian church, every one of them, everyone, so you know, one doesn't have to ask, well, what church or what preacher, you know, is preaching lies. All Christian ministers preach lies. All of them, the Bible. They say that in the book, and I've shown you that. I've shown you those things. Okay? All Christian ministers preach lies, teach lies, teach people lies. I teach the truth. God is responsible for giving the people truth. And that's what I do. And my work bears me out. My work testifies. My works testify to that. The truth. I dispense the truth. Again, call in number 718-664-6262. Are you calling in? Are we looking like Mr. Jones?
We're still here. We don't have any comments.
Okay, we're still here. That's very good. Very good. We are still here. True statement. Still here. I think the first caller that called in, God's ambassador, the ambassador out there in California, appreciate him calling in, and if he wants to sign back in, that's fine. If he has something to say, that's fine. Let's go on. Let's go on. Raise your hand, though. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. The engineer is doing what he does with the board. Raise your hand so he can see your hand and bring you in. That call-in number is 718-664-6262. And while I'm giving that announcement, let me give this announcement. Remember to send in the $30 for all of those who are 22 years of age and older. Remember to send in a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. Send your check or money order in by the 15th of each month. You may send more. You may send more. Okay. Let it be known what you are doing. You know, put a little note there on the check or money order. You know, what it's for. If it's for a year, a month, or whatever. You know, let it make it clear. You know what you are doing. Keep that in mind, and do that. Obey the Lord's commandment. That's and make it out to Tommy L. Hart, or Tommy Hart, or the Lord Tommy Hart, TOMMYHART, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, HEPHZIBAH, Hepzibah, Georgia, GA 30815. Post Office Box 983. And zip code 30815. Do that. Again, back here, call in number 718-664-6262. Guest call in number. Now, back to that which I was speaking about. I was really excited to when I saw it in terms of how I, you know, brought it to you and expressed it to you, the people, Thursday and even today here, that the word in John 1:1 is not God. It was not God. The word is the Gentiles. The word is the Gentiles. That's a revelation. That's a true revelation. A true revelation. Because I have been expressing that in my works. As I said, I've been teaching that all along. I just had not said it like that. But how clear can I be when I make statements like this? Listen to the Gentiles' covenant. The Lord is with us. Let us now fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. We, the Gentiles, shall perform all the words of this law. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles' God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We, the Gentiles, trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath done great things for us. We, the Gentiles, are glad. I have been saying this, teaching this, putting this out there all along, that the people, the word is the Gentiles. I've been saying it all along. Listen to this. Now, that's a reading from the Gentiles' covenant right there, which I just read just now. Listen to this. The Gentiles' call, promises, and God's answer. Listen. I'm reading exactly what I have on the paper here, what I've been reading before to the people. I read this last time, I believe. We, the Gentiles, said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, to the unknown God, hear us. O Lord, we, the Gentiles, are thine. Come thou and reign over us. Be thou on the earth, show thyself a man. Who art thou? And thou said to thy servants, the Gentiles, I am the Lord thy God. Listen. And we, the Gentiles, said to my Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass or exist, we shall do thee honor? And thou said to thy servants, the Gentiles, Tommy L. Hart is my name. Again, I've been saying this all along, that the word is the Gentiles. I just had not said it in those, the word is the in those five terms and in that order. But when I say, listen to the Gentiles' call and promises and God's answer, that's exactly what I'm saying. When I've been saying, listen to the Gentiles' promises meant to be received by God, that's exactly what I'm saying. When I've said, listen to the Gentiles' declaration of conversion, that's exactly what I've been saying, that the word is not God, the word is the Gentiles. That's big, that's real, that's true, that's undeniable. That's undeniable. What is undeniable? That this statement right here, which says, show us our way that we should go. It's undeniable that the Gentiles made that statement. The words just didn't put themselves in the book. Yes, people say, the word says this. The word says, show us our way that we should go. The Gentiles say that. The Gentiles said that. Words are representation. That's all. That's all. People speak words. Yeah, people speak words. Words don't, well, just let me stay like that. Stay right there. People speak words. It's undeniable that the Gentiles have said to God, we will serve thee. You know, people read and they'll say, the word says, we will serve thee. The Gentiles say it to God, we will serve thee. That's clear. That's clarity. That's clarified. Who is the we? The Gentiles. Who is the thee? The Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles have said to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, we, the Gentiles, will serve thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's clear. Unambiguous, plain, understandable, easy to understand, manifest, obvious, evident, you name it. Okay. Are you calling in? Calling number 718-664-6262. God is giving the people the opportunity to call in and talk to him. That's what is going on. That's what is going on. And someone did call in, for which we are glad. We're glad for that. Someone did call in. And maybe someone, some others will call in. Call in 718-664-6262. Yes, God is giving the people an opportunity to call in and speak with him. Yes, yes, yes. What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity. I'm turning to Deuteronomy, and I want to see what is said there in a statement. Well, apparently that's not it. Listen to this. The word says here in Deuteronomy 32:43, the word says, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people. Okay, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people. We have someone doing the speaking, the you, you know, which is not there, that says, rejoice. We have a speaker. We have speaking to the nations and telling them to rejoice with his, God's people. The word says, rejoice, O ye nations, with this people. You know what I'm going to say? Say it with me. Say it for me. The Gentiles say here in this statement, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people. The Gentiles say that. We can say, I am not saying, do not say the word says this and that. I'm not saying, don't say it. I'm saying, have understanding of what you are saying and what the book is saying. Understand what is going on. Don't just say, the word says this and you have no understanding who is actually saying it, who actually said it. Don't be without understanding. understand. I can say the word says, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, and I understand that it's the Gentiles who said that. Or either I can just read it and say it like this. The Gentiles say here in Deuteronomy 32, verse 43, the Gentiles say, rejoice, O ye nations, with his, God's people. Now, that's reiterated here in the book of Romans. Late in Romans, let's see. Okay, I'm turning pages here. Yes, Romans 15. Listen to what it says here in Romans 15. I'll start with verse 9. Listen. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. Look at, did you see that name, Gentiles? Did you hear that name, Gentiles, there? Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Gentiles are not anybody that is not a Jew. Gentiles are Gentiles are those who go under the alias of white people. Gentiles, a.k.a. white people. Europeans. Enslavers of black people. Gentiles. Those who enslaved black people and made merchandise of black people. Black people still fear the Gentiles. But that's another story, though. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing to thy name. Some people think that when I say Gentile, that I'm putting the Gentiles down. See, no understanding. No understanding. Gentiles is their proper name. They call themselves Gentiles. I didn't write this here, and that the Gentiles might glorify God. They wrote that. They wrote that. That's their proper name. White people is not the Gentiles' proper name. It's an alias. Who do we know assume an alias? We know crooked people, crooks. Crooks, lawbreakers, some of them, they are known for assuming an alias, trying to hide under the radar of the law. Let's read on. And again, he says, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. We just read that in Deuteronomy. Well, it says here again. And you see the name Gentile. It said in Deuteronomy, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people. Here it is saying, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. Who's going to say I'm wrong? Who's going to say I'm wrong when I can read, and I am reading exactly what's in the book? One says, O ye nations. The other says, ye Gentiles. So the nations mentioned in Deuteronomy would be the nations of the Gentiles. And God, not God, the Gentiles are telling themselves to what? To rejoice with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. There we go again. The Gentiles speaking to themselves, and the Gentiles speaking to all other people. About who? About the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. We know who God is now. When the Gentiles wrote the Bible, they did not know the name of God, okay? Now, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust, in the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart, because we now know who God is. Okay. Call in number 718-664-6262. Mr. Jones, we want to keep you busy. What's going on? Jones, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, we're at the same level.
Okay, same level. Okay, okay. All right. Yes, sir. Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Okay. Just gives me... Okay, I'm back. I lost connection there. Lost connection. But I'm back again now. So, update. We've got one call at the beginning of the program. After that, I began to speak about the revelation that was made clear, that was clarified, or that was spoken upon Thursday evening. That being that the statement there in John 1, verse 1, third statement in verse 1, the Word was God, is incorrect. Incorrect. It stands to be corrected, and it should say the Word was the Gentiles. Or the Word is present tense. The Word is the Gentiles. Yes, that's what God does. God also makes corrections, because that statement was put there deliberately, okay? And God, it is God's duty to what? To see the statement, recognize its falsity, and make the correction. And that's what I have done, okay? So I'm not saying that the way it's written in John 1:1, the Word was God. I'm not saying that it's a mistake or a contradiction or anything like that. No, I'm saying it's deliberately written as that or in that way for God to detect and see the falsity of it and make the correction. And provide the correction for the people. That's the intent of that statement, okay, which I have fulfilled. I fulfilled the intent of that statement to make the correction, see its falsity, and make the correction. And then I proceeded to give examples showing that this is not a new revelation. This is not a new teaching of mine, but this is what I have been doing all along. I gave examples such as to include the Gentiles' official call and promises intended to be received by God, the example of the Gentiles' call, promises, and God's answer, the Gentiles' call for God by itself, you know. And you have the Gentiles' official call and promises for God. We have the Gentiles' official call for God, the call by itself. We have the Gentiles' official promises, or the official Gentile promises by themselves. We have the call, the promises, and God's answer. We have, I spoke about the Gentiles' covenant. I spoke about the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. All of those things showing that I have been teaching this thing that the Word is not God, but the Word is the Gentiles. It is evident in my titles, headings, the Gentiles' call for God, the Gentiles' promises for God, the Gentiles' official call and promises for God. The Gentiles' covenant, and on and on. So the word being the people. This is big because the church gets over and saying the word was God, and they go into logos and all of that nonsense they teach. You know, the church teaches lies. You know, it's known for teaching lies. Okay, we know that. We know that. And that's why we get away from the church, the Christian church. Religion, period. Because religion is based on lies. Lies are not good for the people. It is not good for the people to be lied to. All right, you have 90 seconds to call in. That call-in number is 718-664-6262. Call in, get in on the tail. Get in on the tail. All right. So it's been a good hour. I want to thank you, Mr. Jones, for your time and your expertise. I want to thank the ambassador who called in at the beginning of the program. I appreciate that very much. Also, I want to thank you listeners. You listeners. Even though you didn't call in, thanks for listening. I'll consider that and see what these things are telling me. But I'm happy with the hour. The hour has been well spent. We got a call, and I share some information with you. You have been edified. Don't forget this information. Do not forget to send in the check or money order for $30 to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Do not forget this major thing that I have pointed out to you. John 1:1, the word was not God. The word is the Gentiles. And I gave many examples proving that the word is the Gentiles. It's evident. It's plain. It's clear to see. It's easy to see. It's understandably clear. Again, thank you, Mr. Jones, and join me again Thursday, 7:00, for another episode of Lawmaster. Until then, take care and obey the law. Always obey the law.